Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Supporters of the Eureka Fair Wage Act headed down to Eureka City Hall yesterday to file a notice of intent to circulate a petition to gather signatures in an attempt to get the Fair Wage Act onto the March ballot next year. Members of groups such as Occupy Eureka, the People Project, Veterans for Peace, and People's Actions for Rights are backing the petition that would require large employers in the city of Eureka to pay employees a minimum of $12 an hour. Smaller businesses, those with 25 employees or less, would be exempt from the ordinance, and nonprofit organizations would be allowed an 18-month grace period to comply. Supporters of the act went to City Hall yesterday afternoon to file the petition, and now they will work to gather the signatures required to get it onto the ballot. Brookings, Oregon police arrested two Californians last night after a high-speed chase that saw the passenger leap from a moving vehicle. Brookings police officers initiated a traffic stop on a car driven by 40-year-old Madeira resident Keith Hodges, who was driving a vehicle stolen from Madeira. Hodges decided to flee and sped away northbound on Highway 101 for more than 7 miles before he made a sharp turn onto a gravel road and ran down a row of mailboxes. At that point, the passenger, 32-year-old June Lawson, jumped from the moving vehicle while Hodges kept driving. Lawson was arrested on the spot and treated for minor injuries, and officers later located the abandoned vehicle near the Whale's Head Resort. Hodges was found hiding in a car parked at the resort, and he was arrested and booked into jail on several charges. Last Wednesday, sheriff's deputies investigating an abandoned vehicle left at the Sherwood Forest Hotel in Garberville checked the ownership records, and that led to a missing persons report. Deputies learned the vehicle belongs to 36-year-old Christopher Banfill of Garberville, who was reported missing by his wife on the 22nd. The wife said his behavior was out of character and that he may be having unspecified medical issues. Banfill was last seen on July 16th in Garberville and is described as an adult white male, 6 feet tall, 160 pounds, with blue eyes, brown hair, and he was last seen wearing green Carhartt pants and a blue and gray sweatshirt. Anyone with information about Banfill or his whereabouts is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Officials at the Crescent City Harbor have closed down the outdoor fish cleaning station used by sport fishermen after returning to the harbor. The Daily Triplicate reports that fishermen were tossing the fish waste into the water and that immature pelicans were eating that waste and then dying. The waste also caused the release of fish oil that stuck to the birds' feathers, leading to hypothermia and death. In an effort to prevent any more pelican deaths, the fish cleaning station has been shut down. Harbor Master Rich Young said, and I quote, "I knew people were going to be unhappy, but there is no good answer other than to get those fish cleaning stations enclosed. It seems the least bad choice was to pull the cleaning station out," unquote. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, Julian, I think I got all the stuff working now. Roll music! And let me throw the switch here and put... No, wait. No, I push... Oh, wait a minute. What do I do here?
I can't take any more technical stuff. Don't even tell me about it.
All right.
I don't want to hear it.
Well, just start singing, man!
There's things I can eat and things that I can't.
Jolene Roxbury brings comedy, wit, and creativity to the Saturday lineup, 7 to 8 p.m. on KWSW 980.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. With the news that local authorities have called on the federal government and state agencies for help in the never-ending battle against marijuana cultivation and distribution, the fight is still done locally with local law enforcement on the front line. Sergeant Steve Watson of the County Drug Task Force said that while the busts to his officers make are most often the result of investigations, plenty of people are just asking for it.
It's almost comical. I mean, there's 130,000 people live in Humboldt County, and some of our investigations are in-depth, you know, to get enough information to get probable cause to go after the big fish in the barrel. But there are so many other little fish that are so blatant, it's comical how we catch them.
Sergeant Watson went on to discuss how busy his officers are.
Drug Task Force, we work generally Monday through Friday, and we plan generally search warrants each day. We're subject to call out in the middle of the night if patrol officers from any other agency like California Highway Patrol, Eureka, Fortuna, Arcata stop a car and they've got drugs and cash aboard. I get a call, send two agents to do an investigation, but it's constant, nonstop work. It's very busy.
A recent story in the North Coast Journal quoted Sheriff Mike Downing stating that because of the workload his officers and deputies endure, he has gone to state and federal agencies for assistance in the marijuana battle. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.